Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Evans reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor scores. Evans moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Bando and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tabler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to first to double up Castillo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans is hit by the pitch. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Ed Romero now playing first base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Chris Bando. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Romero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gettman strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 4 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.